All right. This is your man, Sir Earl, coming at you. If you missed my podcast last week, it's a good reason for it. I didn't do one. So, as I was preparing to do one, my mic wasn't working, so I had to bring, I had another mic at home, so I had to bring that, and we were in the process of leaving to go to Atlanta for TH show, so I just definitely, I didn't have the time to get back to it and do it. That show consumed that, different meetings and stuff that we had. If you looked on my Facebook, you would see, you know, between, you know, the legend bodybuilder, Sean Ray, Lee LaPrada, a couple more people I had to meet with. Chie met with people, had dinner with my sister and niece and her daughter. And so we were just like running around like crazy. So getting prepared to go, we didn't have a lot of time. Definitely once we got there, we didn't have any time. So what I wanted to do, that episode would have been nice. We were going to do a live stream question and answer with me and Chie, which we're still going to do. I'm going to try to get it done probably this Saturday. I'm not really sure what time, so you just would have to stay tuned. What I want to do is give an update on how the contest went, okay? Since, you know, you guys had to wait. I tried to do one beforehand. But like I said, the mic went out, so I just didn't have an opportunity to do it. And I'm getting it done late today because, of course, we're still super busy. When we went to the contest, I mean, it's like, if anybody has ever competed, they will understand that your body changes minute by minute. I mean, you look, can look great at 1 minute, 1 hour, and the next hour, you look like shit. Your body is just a really delicate process. Usually, I have a better handle on it, and I thought what I was doing leading up to the show would be enough to at least my goal for your first pro debut, which, I mean, they have great competition. My goal was to at least get in the top three. Anybody in the top three stands above the rest and can be judged as a winner. So the goal was, I really felt confident that I could get her to the top three. I mean, she looked, at the end of her amateur career, she looked really awesome. And we were trying to get back to that look, but a little bit better. Well, it worked, but it didn't work. It worked, and on Wednesday, now the show is Friday. On Wednesday, she looked phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal. And I just knew. I'm like, okay, we got a top three finish. Let them fight it out. Let's see what happens. Thursday, her physique started to fade. I changed a few things as far as water intake and what she was eating. Hindsight is 20/20. Everybody looked back, shoulda, woulda, coulda. I'm no exception to that. I kind of know where I mess up at, but it doesn't help until the next show. Usually, I mean, she had 24 women in her in her class, in the figure class, open figure. What was strange was with 24 women, you'll probably get four call-outs, six in each call-out. So the first call-out, normally that's your placing. So in the first call-out, they called her. And I'm like, okay, cool. And, you know, we reached out one of our goals, and that was getting into the first call-out. Then within a couple of minutes, they put her back in place. So I'm just like, okay, well, she'll definitely be in the second call-out. Would you put her somewhere, if they called out six, she'd be somewhere around seventh, maybe eighth. So I'm like, okay, I'm not a good loser at all. If people tell you they're a good loser, you show me a good loser, I'll just show you a loser. I don't take losing too well at all, especially, if I play a part in it. I just don't, it's just not a thing to me that just don't matter. You know, we try hard, we'll get them next time. Fuck that. It irks me. I probably haven't gotten much sleep since that show because I just like to know that I put a person, put her, I don't really contest probably anybody else I used to, but I would have liked to known that I put her on stage at 110%. And what happened after that, I wouldn't say I would be happy with it, but at least I know I did my job. So I didn't get to put her on stage at 110%. She was probably about 80%, 85%. She definitely looked better at Arnold Classic and at the North America when she turned pro at. So in that sense, I screwed up. She was following what I told her to do. So, you know, trying to keep her head up and, you know, looking forward. We're going to pick another show. The Chicago Pro is normally in Chicago. That's why they call it the Chicago Pro. So we figure next year, July 4th weekend, is normally here in Tinley Park. That was the reason that we picked it, is that we felt it would be close to home. And we wouldn't have to travel and everything. Well, they wound up having it in Atlanta, so we had to travel. And I just don't like that. The plane ride, different setting, hotel, different food. You know, you don't know, even though we took a lot of food with us, you just don't know. You'd rather be in your comfortable setting. So right now, we're figuring out another competition for her to do. We're going to do two a year. So we know the Chicago Pro is one that we want to win. And we want to do one probably toward the end of the year, November, December, something like that. So do two a year. And I think that should be enough. You don't want to do no more. You really kind of don't want to do no less. So, you know, they had her placing. I mean, out of 24 women, she was lucky if she got 23. I didn't agree with the placings, but they are what they are. To me, if you're not first, then you're last, period. I don't. After they called out first place, or in this case, the top three. If she would have been in the top three, I could be satisfied with that. We're trying to decide, you know, there's a lot of pro prep coaches that work with the top pros. So we're trying to decide if we want to use a prep coach that has more experience at that level, which I'm not afraid to admit that I have not had a lot, if any, experience training people on the pro stage. So it will be an opportunity to learn from someone that does it all the time. So we're considering that. We're still trying to decide our next show. She's back training already. We got back yesterday, which was Sunday. Today is Monday, and it's kind of late in the evening, 5:30, something like that. So Sunday she got back, she did a cardio. Today she worked out. I'm back to training. I don't know. I have a goal in mind, and that is achieving the best physique I can achieve. And then I'll make a decision. After that, if I want to go through the process of putting it on stage. But in the meantime, we're back. We're trying to handle a lot of things that we were putting off, a lot of business affairs. We made a lot of good business contacts. There's a guy that want us to sign with him, and he's developing a software. And he wants our expertise, and those things could be you put a good one together, you can really, really, really make some money. So we're considering that. We had a couple more offers of some things, you know, to work with some people. So we're considering our options on what we want to do. So all in all, it taught me a couple of lessons. We're not unfamiliar with starting from the bottom. As an amateur, it took her 6 years to win a state title. We never gave up. It took her 16 years to get a pro card. We never gave up. Most people quit within 2 to 3 years. We never gave up, and we won't give up now, because one thing I can say, we made a lot of improvements, and her physical structure was better than it's ever been. The condition wasn't where it should have been to really, really challenge and get on that level where she needs to be. So we're going to work on that, work on timing your peak, because she looked great on Wednesday. But the show is Friday. They don't give you points for Wednesday. So we're working on that, staying in better shape in the off season, which she always does. But now we got to turn it up a notch, because we're dealing with the pro ranks. These girls are, they're really, really good. You know, you have to understand, they all were amateur winners just like you. They all won international and national titles just like you. So everybody's there is good. So we didn't get too down. We realized that we knew we were going to be starting all over. We knew that it was going to be a challenge. You know, we knew you got to start from the bottom. Very rarely do you come out and you spring straight to the top. That's very rare. I wanted that, but now I understand why it's so hard to accomplish that. When you're an amateur, if you're off, you can slip from first to second, maybe first to third. When you're a professional and you're off and you're looking at trying to make the top three, let's say you were in third place and your condition faded, you can go from third to 21st with no problem. You know, none. I mean, quick. And so it's a different level of competition, but it's something that has motivated us more than it discouraged us. We're really ready to train hard and get back. And, you know, we know that you know, she could do some good. But like I said, I think we're going to wind up hiring a prep coach that works with people at that level. I'm quite sure they know something more than I know. So, you know, we're probably going to do that, pick another show. We're definitely going to do the Chicago Pro again. Hopefully it's in Tinley Park this time. So a lot of the clients we have, everybody can come out. People are not going to fly to Atlanta to see her to compete. Even though we got friends and stuff down there. You know, it's better for us when it's in Tinley. So we'll see. So, that was, you know, what happened, with the show. It definitely wasn't what we wanted. It wasn't what we expected, but we're definitely encouraged and looking forward to get back to it and hitting it again and, you know, coming in. And, you know, this is nothing new to us. We started from the bottom. And everything we've done as far as competing and business, you know, we started from the bottom. Nobody gave us a chance, but yet we're still here. So it's something that we're used to. So, you know, we go back to the drawing board, still got some improvements we need to make, and pick another show, and, you know, we're going to go for that one. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We're competitors. You win some, you lose some. But we're definitely not done. You know, she looked great. So we know it's there. We just have to find a way to bring it to the stage. And that's the hard part. You know, you gotta look great that day. You can't look great 2 days before or 2 days after. You have to look great that day. So That's what we're going to do. All right. So just giving you guys an update. Into next week. This is your man, Sir Earl. I'm checking out of here. I want y'all to take it easy. Be good to each other. And, you know, it's pretty bad out there. You know what I mean? People are doing all kind of nutty stuff. So be good. Drop me an email if you like. You know, listen to the podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. We got a lot of great things coming for you guys. Like soon, now that the show is over. We have a lot of good things coming that I think you guys are going to enjoy. So stay tuned, all right? So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out of here. Peace.